this is Princess Andy. What do you do with your clitty stick? While I've always found panty boys to be interesting, at least for a little while, I've always enjoyed total feminization of a man much more. Give a woman a panty boy, and she can amuse herself for a day. And give her a sissy maid, and she'll laugh for the rest of her life. Oh, and have the added bonus of a wonderfully clean house as well. You see, when I cross-dress a man, I don't actually want him to look like a cross-dressing man. I want him to look like a real live woman. There are a lot of different tricks I utilize to accomplish this end, and I'll be glad to pull out my bag of tricks and use them on a cross-dressing phone sex call with a naughty little slut boy. I should say, slut girl, like you. One of the first things that sissy sluts often ask me is how to hide their little erections underneath their sissy panties and skirts. They've got the right idea. A mistress like me, who enjoys seeing her sissies look like authentic women, certainly doesn't want her illusion spoiled by the sight of a bulge coming from between your legs. Don't worry about it, because unless you have a massive 10-incher, and trust me, most femme wannabes most certainly do not have massive 10-inchers, we can take care of it. There are actually several ways we can take care of it. The most common and easiest way is the pull and tuck method, where you pull your cock between your legs in the direction of your ass. Then you just pull your panties on up and over it. This method works fairly well for the short term, but not so well for longer periods of time, because you have to consciously keep your legs together in order to keep it in place. Now another idea is to pull it up toward your belly and tape it in place. Of course, this will require you to shave, but all good sissy boys must be shaved anyway, so it's not that big of a deal. And actually, this works out pretty well, as long as you don't work up too much of a sweat. Because if you sweat, that ruins the adhesive and the tape won't stick. Now, I've also been known to put my slaves into male chastity to keep that pesky cock in place during our sissification sessions. So, what do you think's going to work best for you? I would love to hear more about it. So, give me a call. I look forward to talking with you soon. And for those of you listening to my audio, here is a little added bonus for your enjoyment. Now that you have experimented with different ways to handle your clit stick, I want you to go to the store, buy some tape, and a brand new pair of panties. And I want you to tape back your clitty stick and put on your new panties and go about your business. I want you to wear them for at least 2 hours. And once you're finished, I want to hear from you. I want you to either respond to this blog post and tell me about your experience, or send me an email and share what you did, how did you like it, and if you're even wanting to show me a picture, go ahead and send it to me. I would love to see you in your panties all tucked back. So, thanks for listening, and I would like to invite you to visit my own personal blog, www.princessphonesexblog.com, And I am Princess Andy, and you may reach me at 800-601-6975.